Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
300016.
First and last name on the account.
Angela Clark. It may come up under Angela Spell.
Okay, will it be under a different name or a zip code?
Excuse me?
Will it be under a different name or zip code?
I can give you my email address.
Were you charged anything?
Yes, I was charged, and it was supposed to have been, I got an email saying that it was voided and that I would be receiving my refund. That amount would be refunded back to my card, which it still is not on my card. And that was on July 19th when I spoke with someone, and they told me that I could expect it within 3 days.
Verify your shipping address for security of the account.
The shipping address would have been 460 Varner, V-A-R-N-E-R, Street, Covington, Georgia, 30016.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I've located your account for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership and the KitchenAid mixer. Looks like your account has already been canceled and refunded. Looks like the refund was issued on July 21st. It does take about 3 to 5 business days for the refund to be sent back to the car.
On the 21st, it shows me in my email that it was done on July 19th.
No, ma'am. You were charged on July 21st. The refund was just issued on July 21st, so it takes 3 to 5 business days from the date it was issued.
Okay, well, I spoke with customer service at this number on July 19th when the transaction first noticed the transaction on my bank account, and I called then, and that's when it was voided. And I've got an email that states that it was canceled, voided, and canceled on July 19th.
That wasn't on July 19th, ma'am. That was on July 21st.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm confused because I talked to her on July 19th. The day the transaction took place. And then the email is dated July 19th. It came in on July 19th.
Okay, couldn't have came in on July 19th, ma'am, because you weren't billed until July 21st.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, but I mean, it shows on my bank history that the transaction, it was $56.95.
Correct. And that was billed on July 21st.
Okay, well, do you see on there where there was an email sent to me on July 19th?
No, ma'am. I see where it was sent on July 21st.
Okay, well, that's crazy because I'm sitting here looking at it on July 19th.
Okay, well, ma'am, I can only go by what the system is showing me, and it shows here that the refund was issued on July 21st, and it takes 3 to 5 business days from that date it was issued, which means you shouldn't receive your refund until between the 25th and 29th.
Okay, that's okay. I don't understand that because I do have all the information showing that it was she sent it to me on July 19th. I've not received any emails or anything since then from you guys. So if I don't receive my refund of $56.95 by the 29th, you're saying I should call you back then?
Well, you don't have to call us back, ma'am. There's nothing else we can do once it's been issued. You'd have to call your bank or credit card company.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go check my emails again because I'm confused because, like I said, I received it on July the 19th. She told me to expect it within 3 to 5 business days. And now you're telling me that it was not issued until the 21st. Not to expect it, so I'm confused. But I will contact my bank on Monday the 25th.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.